For over a year now, education policy watchers in Concord have focused their attention on a controversial bill that would create education savings accounts. But meanwhile, another bill popular with school choice proponents has been making its way through the legislature, largely unnoticed. House Bill 1686 would expand the state's existing education tax credit program, which provides scholarships for students to attend private school or homeschool. It will be up for a vote before the full House of Representatives this week. Joining me now to talk about that bill is NHPR reporter Jason Moon. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Emily.
So this is a bill that would expand the education tax credit program. Let's just back up for a moment and remind people what that program is and how it works right now.
Yeah, so the education tax credit program was passed in 2012, and it was basically New Hampshire's sort of first step into the world of school choice programs. At its core, it's a way for the state to help parents who want to educate their kids outside of the public school system. And it does that by incentivizing businesses to donate money to a scholarship fund. So the way it works for a business is that they can donate money to a scholarship organization, and then later they can take 85% of the amount they donated off of their business profits tax. So let's say a business donates $100, they get to subtract 85 from the amount of business profits tax that they owe. So that's how it works for businesses. From the family, from the parent side, they apply for these scholarships for their kids to spend on tuition for private schools or homeschooling expenses. And, you know, I was interested to know, like, what sort of families apply for this sort of program. And I recently spoke with Kate Baker with the Children's Scholarship Fund, which is one of the groups that administers those scholarships. And here's what she told me.
Kids come to us for basically three reasons, right? They're either academically below grade level, and the parent wants either smaller school environment or somewhere where the child can be caught up. Academically above grade level and needed additional challenge. We're also hearing about bullying and discrimination, and families might need to just be in a different building so that for their child's safety or happiness.
So this year, Baker says they were able to give 260 kids scholarships at about $2,000 each.
Okay, so that's how the program works now. What would this bill change?
It's a pretty simple change. It would basically just allow individuals and not just businesses to make donations to the scholarship fund and to get a tax credit on that donation. And specifically, it would add individuals who are paying the interest and dividends tax. And the idea here is to just grow the amount of money coming into this education tax credit program, because while it has been growing since it started about 5 years ago, it's just not as popular with businesses as some would have hoped. To put that in perspective, there's a cap on the total size of the program of about $5 million. But as of last fiscal year, the program hadn't even reached 5% of that. And so, you know, remember earlier, Kate Baker was saying they gave out 260 scholarships. They also had to leave 73 kids on a waiting list because they ran out of money for those scholarships.
And it looks like this bill is sponsored by Republicans only so far. What are the Democrats saying about this?
So, you know, they're opposed on the philosophical grounds that you might expect for a school choice debate. You know, they didn't like this program when it was first passed, and they see it as, you know, just an expansion of a program that, as they see it, siphons money away from public schools. But opponents have another concern that has more to do with tax policy than education. Here's Democratic State Rep. Joelle Martin.
They can actually double dip. So if they make a donation as an offset of their education tax credit, they can then also, at the federal level, make a charitable deduction. And all summed up, it ends up that they actually make a profit.
So what she's claiming there is that if someone donates to a scholarship program under this bill, they could combine state and federal tax credits and actually make money.
Well, is she right? I mean, could people actually profit from this tax credit?
Well, I wanted to, you know, check that out. So I went and spoke to Phil Sletten. He's a tax policy expert at the New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute. And he told me that profit might not be the right word, but yes, basically, the way this bill is currently written, it would be possible for some people to reduce their tax liability by more than they donate. And so he sort of explained it to me with the help of an example, which I'll give to you, which is where an individual donates $10,000 to a scholarship organization. So on their state taxes, they could take the 85% off for the education tax credit program. Then on their federal return, if they're at the top income rate, they could take another 37% off for the charitable giving deduction. So in the end, they reduced their tax liability, the amount of taxes they owe, by a little over $12,000, even though they only donated $10,000. Now, there's no way to know how many people would take advantage of this tax credit stacking. There are about 55,000 people in New Hampshire who pay the interest and dividends tax, but a lot of those people aren't making enough money for this really to make sense for them. But in other states that have similar programs that allow for this stacking, there are financial planners out there who advertise this as a way for people to, in their words, make a profit. But, you know, supporters of the bill that I've spoken with don't really seem too concerned about this whole tax credit stacking issue. You know, as far as they see it, the bill is designed to get more money into the education tax credit program, and whether people are able to, you know, sort of get ahead while doing so just doesn't seem to be much of a concern.
Okay, so the bill is due for a vote by the House of Representatives this week. Thanks, Jason, for getting us up to speed.
You're quite welcome.